This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour. Here we are. This program is free. You don't have to pay for it. It comes out over the airwaves and comes on your various devices. You don't have to pay a nickel for it. Nothing. You don't have to pay Sirius. You don't have to pay your grandmother. You don't have to pay anybody. It's free. Now, is that a sign that you get what you pay for? I don't think that's the case at all. Here I am. Doug
Steffen. The best things in life are free.
Free. Thank you very much. The best things in life are stupid. Sometimes there is a new book out that I'm reading about stupid. Now you can say, well, that's pretty negative, Doug. Why are you reading that book? Well, because actually it's pretty funny. And so the things that are brought about as a result of people in our country who, you know, and what brought this back to the surface is, I don't say this to be deferential to our friends in Texas, where our new studio is located in Dallas, and James Collins, who is in the studio in the control room, a nice young fellow and pretty smart. But we're talking about some of his relatives who apparently are not too smart. I'm not going to name any names because I don't want to embarrass him, nor do I have any reason to embarrass them. But there is just this kind of race toward the bottom in terms of what you don't know. I never studied that in school. And so it's bad enough when I do what I do for a living and sometimes I don't know. And you can tell by listening to me that I don't know. Or you can tell by listening to Jay. Oftentimes, if you're listening carefully to the person who's on the radio or maybe on TV, you realize they don't know anything about what they're talking about. Not all the time. I'm not condemning myself. Jay's going to say, speak for yourself, Doug. I am speaking for myself.
No, I can't. I can't say that. I'm right there with you. Sometimes I get confused by reading a sentence, and I'm like, should there be a comment in this situation?
Right.
What does the sentence mean? Because things can mean different things just
Thank
when you read them.
Yes, right. Yep. So in the circumstance we find ourselves in, just to kind of roll with the punches. You got to roll with me, Henry. Remember that old song? Here's the good news for people who love to follow what happens in the lottery. Remember a couple of months ago, it was June, I think, wasn't it, when that $1.3 billion Mega Millions jackpot was announced? And so, it's been 8 weeks, okay.
8 weeks, yeah.
So the jackpot has been claimed by two people. The number is the winner of this. Actually, it's the third largest jackpot in the history of having these drawings. They stepped forward in Illinois. The two people who had agreed they were buying tickets back and forth, so they stayed true to each other. Tickets were purchased at a Speedway gas station.
Well, yeah, because I remember there were a lot of people saying that whenever there's this big of a jackpot, you always kind of hope that there are multiple winners. And when it was like, nope, there was only one ticket sold with this, and it happened to these two people.
Back and forth.
And then a lot of people are asking, why did it take 8 weeks? Did they not realize they had the winning ticket? But when you win that much money, it's kind of like it's smart to take some steps before you go
claim it. And not be identified.
Yeah.
In Illinois, you can do it anonymously. In Massachusetts and some of the other states, you can't. You have to be identified as a winner in some states. At any rate, Mega Millions, they had the Mega Plier. How does that actually work? They bought a $3 line, one ticket, and it was a quick pick, I think, wasn't it? I think it was a quick pick.
It could have been. I feel like a lot of times the quick picks are the ones that win. And the Mega Plier is an automated number, I believe. And whatever you win, whatever the amount you win, it gets multiplied by that Mega Plier number.
So if the jackpot was $1.34 billion and the Mega Plier is 2, does that mean you get $2.68 billion? What does that mean? I never really looked into it. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, zowie. Okay. So I thought you only had, the winners have 12 months from the date of the draw to claim the prize. They had 60 days from the date of the draw to choose the cash option or the annual payment. according to the lottery, the winners have been working with legal, that makes sense, and financial advisors, and they took the lump sum, so they get $780 million. So that means they each get 300 and what is that? Divvy it up in half. It's like $390 million apiece.
That's fantastic.
Not a bad deal.
Good
right?
for them.
Bad day's work. The winning numbers were, write these down and play them again. White 13, 36, 45, 47, 49, and the Mega Ball number was 14. I play 14 a lot. I don't know, I usually start with a lower number though. It's hard. You look at the old. I've done the silly thing of playing old numbers that have never won. Sometimes.
But that can win too. That's I kind of do a combination. I pick numbers and then I also do the quick picks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're going to need it to pay your mortgage because the prime rate's going up again. So what? If you don't know how that works, if you have like I have a flexible mortgage, and when I signed it. It was five, I think it was 4 point something or other, and now it's seven. So what it costs me every month almost half again as much as it did when I first signed the papers earlier this year. And if it goes up another quarter of a point, the ka-ching machine in the bank rings again. And so anyway, but if you're worried about those kind of numbers, listen to this. See, we should probably have a contest. How many zeros are there in quadrillion? The problem is we don't have our phone work yet, right? Is that it, James? We don't have a phone that works yet. Yeah, essentially. Never mind, essentially. Either it works or it doesn't. I don't think it does. Okay, so how many zeros is the question in 20 quadrillion? That would be how many zeros are there in 20 quadrillion? It's not
Can I guess? I know the answer.
Trillion. You know the answer because you have seen the story.
Because I'm looking at it?
Yeah. Thank you.
Right in front of me?
Yeah. All right. I think I counted them back forward on the air, didn't I? 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 16 zeros. That would make sense because it's 4 times 4, which is a quad. You know, it's a quadrillion. It's a derivative of the quad.
We're talking 5 commas.
So the National Academy of Science has been studying how many, why they're doing this, who knows, but how many ants are there on the planet? And they figure that 20 quadrillion is a conservative estimate. 20 quadrillion ants. The Earth's ant population has a total biomass of 12 megatons of dry carbon, which is more than the combined biomass of birds and animals together. How about that? They've put together 489 global studies for the research to come up with this number. A lot of it's done in Germany. So this is from today's Washington Post. 20 quadrillion ants.
Can you imagine that?
Put them one pile? How does that? What does that look like?
Yeah, what do you do for a living? I count ants.
No, I'm just looking at this thing, trying to figure out.
Oh, my goodness. No,
there's different kinds of ants, though. There's little fire ants. There's those little eensy-teensy ones, those big, ugly ones. I had a lot of ants here.
Oh, the huge
some
ones.
Because they're so dry, they were looking for water.
Those little tiny ones that make their way into your kitchen.
Ah.
Well, we had an ant problem when we first moved into the home that we just recently moved out of, and there were quite a few ants that we were seeing. So we had pest control come out. They looked under the house, and they're like, dude, you have a colony of over 300,000 ants living under your house.
Dude.
Like, seriously, so many ants.
Wow. Get rid of them. Whew. 20 quadrillion. There's the number for the day. You'll carry that away from you. That'll be the promo for the day. You'll carry that number with you all day long. Meanwhile, another government agency, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, recognizing September 25th, right around the corner, as if you see something, say something. Remember I was talking about that earlier? As you see something, say something. That's a day set aside for you to be aware of what it's all about. It's actually called See Say Day as opposed to Seesaw Day. So let's find out what this is all about.
Our nation remains in a heightened threat environment, as recent attacks across the country have demonstrated. Susanna Marking, program manager for the If You See Something, Say Something campaign, is here to share more.
To help keep your community safe, remember, be aware of your surroundings and report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
DHS invites you to participate in CSAY Day on September 25th by learning more about how to recognize the signs of suspicious activity and how to report it in your community.
This CSAY Day, take the time to visit dhs.gov/CSAYDay to look up the suspicious activity reporting phone number for wherever you live, work, or spend time. Save that number in your phone and encourage others to do the same. The security of our homeland requires all of us working together to make our community safer.
For more resources and ideas to spread awareness, visit dhs.gov/CSAYDay.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped it gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
19 after the hour. I'm him. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirschner. As I listened to that, I was thinking about all the various things that we have here at your service and on your side to help you understand what's going on in your life. Not only the conversations we have every day about your health and well-being. Later on, Dr. Ken will be here to answer some of your questions for Dr. Ken. I was thinking about that kind of service. This guy has his own clinic down in Madura, Florida, called Lake Cardiology. And people are all over the world calling him, coming to see him. The podcast that we have now at GoodDayHealthShow.com is a focus on atrial fibrillation, AFib as it's known, and how it connects to long COVID. There are people that still, we're still talking about COVID and the mental stress that's coming from people who are having it. Also a focus, a new study on smoking. Why the heck does anybody smoke anymore? Ken says that all the time. He never smoked. I never smoked. It just is one of those crazy things that some people still do. Botox reduces your chances of dementia. Did you know that?
Yeah. Woohoo. Some good news.
We talk about the new knees that are available for you. Check out Good Day Health Show. It's all free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. 21 after the hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Farmer Podcast.
I thought one of the things that farmers have been weighing in on is the rising cost, the inflation that we're all going through. So the folks at Purdue University have done a survey, and they say that the ag economy barometer has risen 14 points in the past month.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Excellent opportunity now for us to talk about some of the juicy gossip that's floating around on social media here. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friend and colleague Jay Kirshner. The focus on Roger Federer first, who says that he would have had to retire 10 years ago if he couldn't bring his children with him on the road. So here's this tennis pro. Was he 41 or something? He announced his retirement. I think earlier.
Yeah, he's 41, and he has four kids, two sets of twins.
Wow. What are the chances of that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Get right down to it. Were they artificial? Was it, did they need help, the IV thing?
They've never discussed one way or the other.
Anyway,
yeah, okay, but the twin daughters are both 13, the twin sons are 8, and he was saying that when he first started having kids, he was kind of like, I don't want to leave them, I want to be fully involved, and he definitely would have retired a decade ago if he were not able to bring the kids. And I think a lot of athletes are doing that and speaking on that. And musicians on tour, they want their tour buses to, they want their tour buses to be equipped to bring their children. And if any of their bandmates or their employees need to bring their kids, they want them to have all of the amenities as well.
He's played 1,500 matches over 24 years. And one would wonder what the average take is. He's one of the wealthiest tennis players, or at least around now, these days. He said, quote, tennis has treated me more generously than I ever would have dreamt. And now I must recognize when it's time to end my competitive career. So, a tip of the hat. Pretty smart. Smart guy. What's the latest, by the way, from the Tom Brady, Giselle Gungabunga thing? They're living separately now. And so all of the stuff we were talking about has turned out to be true. I speculated on some of this and that based on some local media stories, not the national stuff. But even though he's not in Boston anymore, it's like he still was a Boston person, Boston celebrity. And everybody, especially now that he left, people like to give him an old 1-2. The old 1-2. Hey, you saw Tom's having a tough time with his wife. See that? Yeah, that's what you get for leaving Boston. Yeah, that sort of thing. I'm not sure they said it just like that, but close.
Do they wave their fist in the air, too?
Yes, right. That's it. Well, he'll be sorry. Sinead O'Connor, speaking of somebody who's sorry, remember the whole business about her tearing up the picture of the Pope? Apparently, that didn't get her too many friends. She's been, you know, kind of on and off, up
she
and down.
She was essentially canceled before canceled being canceled
right.
was a thing.
Yeah, she was. So there's a new documentary that's shining some light on her rise to fame, some insight into that SNL event, which was way back in 1992. So that's 30 years ago. She's now 55. She was 25 then. She reflected on this, says she was moved to rip up the photo on camera after learning about the ways in which the church was covering up the sexual abuse of children. Hey, listen, when I saw that, I said, good for you. Why not? And why would people not want to hear the rest of the story? The fact that you tore up the picture of the Pope, mm-hmm. that's as far as they got. Okay,
people
half the story.
The context.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I wonder how often there's a lesson there. Oftentimes, and I think we may be guilty of it ourselves. I don't mean necessarily just you and me. But, yeah, sometimes me, I don't want to speak for you. I look at something and I quickly make up my mind about the efficacy or the truthfulness of the story. And in this case, the backlash against O'Connor, even though she is kind of a nutbird, she still, I think she was, listen, there's a reason to be upset about all this stuff for sure. And so she expressed herself, because, hello, remember, there's still this lovely, inconvenient thing called freedom of speech that you might keep in mind when you take a shot at somebody like this. 28 after the hour.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. They personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Just happy to be here.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbers, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
it can't be all work and not play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the war in Europe has shown signs in recent weeks that Russia may be in trouble, residents in Russian-controlled areas of Ukraine began voting in referendums on joining Russia Friday morning. Russian-installed leaders will hold elections through Tuesday. Ukraine and Western nations are calling the election a sham as Russia tries to annex nearly 15% of Ukraine. Central banks around the world moved Thursday to combat the effects of a soaring dollar and red-hot inflation. ING Group is calling it Super Thursday as central bank meetings from Norway to South Africa all raised their rates higher than expected. Japan went in a different direction Thursday. It intervened in currency markets to sell dollars and buy yen. This was the first such intervention in 24 years. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
You know how you visit Staples Connect? You put the staple gun with a couple of pieces of paper, and you slam the top of it down, and there you have staples connecting, right?
That's right.
How it works.
Can I tell you, some people like paper clips. I'm all about a staple.
Stapler.
Yeah.
And staples. And staples.
The only element of my life that's not a commitment, folks.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aha! Yeah, we'll set the mood for this program today. Big time, right, Jay? This is it.
I like it. I'm feeling it.
You heard this before, right?
I have.
Your father is my consultant. What do you think he thinks when we play this? What do you think he thinks?
When's your next meeting? You should ask him.
Yeah. No, you're right there. You can ask him right now if you want. See what's going on there. All right, this is an old song. I suppose I should tell a little of the story. You know, I was just thinking, whether this is good or bad, it just is. One of the things about this program that it's well known for, and in some circles it's respected, in other circles it's poo-pooed, because this is not a formal, big-time, I'm a professional announcer, radio program, where we have boundaries. Well, we do have boundaries, because the boundaries are tighter than they used to be. Frankly, I used to get away with a lot more stuff than I can get away with now, frankly, and I wonder if that's part of my maturity. Although I'm not too sure that being mature is all that is cracked up to be, frankly.
It's not. It's overrated.
Yeah, it sure is. Come on. Let's let your hair hang down, have a little fun, I do some stuff that's good, be serious sometimes when it's appropriate. I tell stories. People benefit from having heard our conversations. That's a good thing. And as I was coming up the stairs to the studio, I thought to myself, because I saw this morning, this year actually, a lot of stuff about radio's 100-year anniversary. It's been, you know, commercial radio has been in existence for 100 years. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, I've been on the air for 58 years. And I pretty much sound the same now as I sounded a little wimpier when I was a kid, especially as a disc jockey. It was kind of, but I think there's a certain thing that equates to me from the beginning that's still here now. But the fact that I've been on the air for over half the time that commercial radio has been in existence, it just sobered me up a little bit for a minute. That's all. I'm not claiming any prize. I'm just thinking to myself, okay, so here we go. Let's keep it going. And Jay, you're here to help me do that, to be of service on your side, that sort of thing, make life a little bit better, have a little fun,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Some goodness.
That's right. Okay, so here's the story, speaking of goodness, of a woman who returned $543 that she found in her order of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Why? Okay. Is there a lady okay, from so Georgia? Huh?
What? When I first heard about this story, maybe there's a little bit of a jadedness with today's news, but I was like, was this a drug deal gone wrong? Like someone else
maybe
was supposed to get this back,
yeah,
with the money or whatever. And then you actually read it and see what happens. And it's like, oh, this was an actual mistake that could have cost someone their job,
right,
had she not returned the money.
Yeah. Stack of $20 bills, right?
Yeah,
so instead of getting,
it was over $500, and she actually stopped and started counting. It was this envelope, like a sandwich envelope or a food envelope, in the bottom of the bag.
Yeah.
Her wrapped sandwich was on top of it. She pulls it out, and she's like, what is this? Starts counting it, and she gets to, like, past $500. She just stops, and she's like, all right.
So she gave him a $50 bill, and $43 was change, right? That sounds like it might have been what happened, although she got her change back in $20 bills, fives, ones, that sort of thing.
Wait, what?
And, well, I would have thought if maybe the original mistake or the original thing might have been she gave him a $50 bill to pay for the food, and it would have been, what, the typical KFC lunch is $7, right? Wouldn't that make sense? So she would have gotten normally $43 back instead of $543 back. That's kind of the way I read into it.
This was actually, like, not handed back to her. This was in the bottom of her bag. So she takes out her sandwich, and this was sitting there. And here what happened was one of the employees, this was supposed to be deposited, and one of the employees put it in one of the sandwich, like, or like a food envelope thing, and it mistakenly was picked up along with a sandwich and placed in the bag.
I'll split it with you later, wink, wink.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That was why her coworker was like, can we go shopping?
Yeah, right.
And she's like, no, this is not my money. I'm not keeping this. And then here's the kicker. She didn't even want to eat the sandwich because she didn't know if it was evidence or not when she contacted authorities about the money. And then she
sounds
went
like
back
an episode
to that
of Law and Order to me.
Right.
The case of the KFC order.
But I feel like we've heard about some of these stories where it is some kind of drug deal and the wrong person.
Yeah, of course.
Drugs, yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So right. She was kind of like, she didn't eat the sandwich either, and she was hungry. She
wasn't like she couldn't have used the sandwich, but also the money. Apparently she's got some tough stuff in her family. Her husband had a stroke. Wasn't that the story?
And yeah, a couple strokes and is currently battling cancer. So she genuinely used this money, not just frivolous, but
so they give her a reward for bringing it back?
As of now, no. But I'm sure once corporate KFC catches, you know, does their whole thing,
wind of it.
I'm sure I'm sure they're already in the works with doing something for them.
All right, speaking of promotions, let's move over to another fast food joint, McDonald's. Mickey D's, as my children have lovingly referred to it over the years. The lawsuit filed against McDonald's. Maybe you heard about this. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you don't even know who Byron Allen is. Some of you who watch various cable networks and shows, he is he may be considered to be the most successful black entertainment entrepreneur in the business. He hosts a few shows. He's done a lot of production of shows behind the scenes, but he's a very wealthy guy. So this week, Byron Allen filed a $10 billion lawsuit accusing McDonald's of racial stereotyping. But listen to this. The reason he cites is that they haven't hired an advertising agency that's owned by blacks, which would be him. He's angry because they didn't pick him. He says there are civil rights violations all through all of this, and it goes on and on and on and on. So whether my position on this is popular or not, I wouldn't say I was a fan of Byron Allen's. I just kind of know who he is, because in this, I bet most people listening don't know who he is. You know who he is, Jay?
Byron Allen? I am familiar with him, yes.
Okay, all right. So this is, in my mind, an example, and I'll bet a lot of people are saying, yeah, you're right, Doug, this is, and I'm not saying it to be right, I'm just saying this is what I think, this is what I feel about this kind of stuff. I have said many times over the past 3, 4, 5 months that I think the Black Lives Matter, although important and necessary at a particular time, kind of like labor unions, is not doing itself any favors these days because they've gone over the top. Now, whether Byron Allen, who with his black-owned media empire hasn't gotten as much business out of McDonald's as he wants to play this card and to try to shame them into it, because that's really all this is. I mean, at the end of it, he's got about as much chance of getting $10 billion out of McDonald's as I do. But it's a splash. It's noise. It's something to talk about. Somebody, oh, wow, did you see this? McDonald's, they're prejudiced. They're racist. No. They just, in their business life, have chosen not, for whatever the reason, to hire an advertising agency that happens to be owned by blacks.
Yeah, to advertise a crime with these entertainment days? Studios on their channels. So the black-owned advertising, it's to advertise the commercial on the channels, entertainment studios, which owns the Weather Channel and I think a couple other. So they there's no commercials for McDonald's because they can't.
Okay. So is that because they don't have an audience or because they're racist? What is the answer to that? I think there are plenty of McDonald's commercials that are being portrayed by black actors. I think you see plenty of that. You see that in advertising everywhere. So because he doesn't get the business, he's being basically yanked around by McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Now, the other side of that is I've gotten in trouble before for saying stuff like this, whether I'm not smart enough not to say it. Is there an inkling of truth to it? There's always an inkling of truth to anything like this. And when I think about some of the other big companies and where they're located and their origins, if you see the movie that is about Ray Kroc, who was the essential, not the founder, McDonald Brothers were the founders of McDonald's, but Ray Kroc took the company into the stratosphere. He was a salesman for some of the stuff that makes fraps, and he looked at what the McDonald's brothers were doing. Hey, this is a pretty good idea. Let's try. And he worked them in. If you saw the movie, Michael Keaton played Kroc. It's a good movie. That's a good story. And so I tell you the story because I think it's in part of my brain, I don't like all of this, the push and the embarrassment, okay? Get the deal on your own merits. Don't try to be pulling stuff like this. That's what one side of me says. And the other side of me says, well, there's probably something to it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gotten away. He'd face too much criticism. I mean, there's a certain amount of criticism that'll come because of this anyway, because of, like, around the argument that I just presented. Mm-hmm. He's just mad because he's not getting the business. But the other side of it is, is it possible that people who run McDonald's or their advertising agencies don't like black media, black-owned media? Maybe. Don't know. That'll come out in the trial if it gets that far. My guess is that McDonald's will do what he wants and buy advertising on his ESTV and the other networks that he owns, and that'll be the end of that.
Well, that's why the U.S. District Judge said that Allen is permitted to go ahead and try to prove whether or not McDonald's violated the federal and California civil rights laws.
Yeah. Well, listen, he probably did. I mean, one way or another. Anyway, I just think that as much of this, the business, there's so much rumor It's sort of reminds me of all the stuff about Ginny Thomas. I'm not a fan. Married to the Chief Justice Clarence Thomas, she's become very controversial because she has been all over the place with January 6th. And if I were the wife, I just think, regardless of whether she's right or wrong, there's a certain thing called propriety. If you're married, now, there's also a certain thing called freedom of speech. If you're married to the Supreme Court Justice, however, who's doing stuff that may involve hearings on January 6th at some point in time, I'm guessing that'll something out of January 6th is going to make it to the Supreme Court, and she keeps yakking about it. She seems to be seeking the limelight because she's trying to help Donald Trump overturn the election loss. So she gets into that, and then she's into January 6th. I know there are a lot of you who believe that Trump lost the election. You know what? It's 2022. That was 2 years ago. It's over. You're not going to do anything about it now anyway. So why try to keep stirring the pot? Is this a way to get Trump to run again so that he can say the next time he got robbed again? Because he isn't going to get elected again. You may think he has a good chance. I don't see that happening unless they put Mickey Mouse. Even if Mickey Mouse ran against him, he might run. He'll get a lot of votes because he's popular with some people. But is the whole thing going to end up back in his lap? I would say to you right now, my suggestion is that you don't hold your breath. All right, 48 past the hour.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working off site.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere. How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor. And he can do just about anything because
I make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
But the Hubbards use their 1025R because
we really are trying to create this homestead.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deal. Get a 1-series tractor for just $124 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. Tips on losing weight, a lot of advice from people who've been there and done that, and that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
It does. You know, I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds. But the great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuilding muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger. And whenever you get off of Calitrin, you don't just lose it instantaneously. Like it doesn't happen overnight losing it. No. Now, over time, you will become depleted of it again, which is why, you know, a lot of the time you will want to get back on it around, like I said, the eating season or something, you know. But whenever you're taking Calitrin, you're just giving it back what you had before. You're not working against your body. So when you're doing that, you're not going to gain all of it back as soon as you get off of the product. You know, same thing that goes with diets. You know, a lot of that stuff is really restrictive. And, you know, while we always say you want to eat moderately, you want to try to exercise, the more you can eat healthy and work out, the faster everything's going to be, the better off you're going to be, the more healthy you're going to be with Caltrain. And that's really what we're all about, is getting healthy over here.
One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different and everybody has different goals. It's kind of like you've said it in many different ways. One size does not fit all. There are different goals that people have, different reasons for doing this sort of thing. But all of those are treated, and they've been, you can click on, if you go to toploss.com, just click on the weight loss guide. You get a lot of information. You can download things that apply to you. And then as you're using Calitrin, you can see how and take as inspiration other people doing the same thing that maybe your body type or maybe your age, because it's different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources, like Doug was saying, that have, you know, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss. We've got effective weight loss when you're a diabetic. We've got how to use Calitrin to support healthy weight loss. We've got these cool printable charts where you can check mark, you know, that I drank my water today, I got my steps in today. Just things that are great for healthy weight loss. And then, like Doug said, if you want to check out Calitrin, it is great. It's going to help you lose weight safely. Our 90-day program is the one that we want you to look at because it doesn't have drugs and stimulants, it's not going to work overnight. But our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate. So that's really where you want to get it. You know, most people are noticing the side benefits just within the first few days of taking the product. You know, the better sleep, the less joint pain, more natural energy. But around that 1 month mark is when people say, wow, you know, my inches are coming off. My clothes are fitting better. I'm really starting to notice the scale going down. And that's where you can see at that point in time the steady weight loss, the healthy weight loss after that. So, again, toploss.com has all that information. It has all those guides. All the science behind how it works, if you're interested in that. You can read up on the science behind how it works for all those side benefits, too. I know a lot of people are shocked when you're like, wow, it helps with sleep. You take it at bedtime because, like, what diet product does that, right? You're usually sick and jittery and nervous and anxious when you're taking diet products. But with Calitrin, it really is. It's a healing supplement.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on Doug's Good Day at 59 past the hour.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.